Welcome to 5 More Minutes, a podcast where I talk about the gospel for about 5 minutes, oftentimes an extension from the sermon this past week at Covenant Presbyterian Church. I got a card recently, a nice card from a family in the church that at the top of the card, and my favorite thing about it is that it's the promises of God. My second favorite thing about it is sometimes when I see a card, I wonder if they're actually promises of God, because there are lots of things we say that God has said that he didn't say. But these five were, you're never ever alone, nothing takes him by surprise. When you're weak, he's strong. He's the God of new beginnings. His love never gives up on us. And even those could be taken out of context, but I love that they're good promises. And I was reminded and encouraged of a wonderful bracketing promise that Jude, Jesus' younger brother, uses in his one chapter letter to Jewish Christians in the first century. And it's the word keep. He uses it in the first verse, and he uses it in the beautiful doxology at the end. Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to those who are called, beloved in God the Father, and kept for Jesus Christ. And then at the end, he says, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling, and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen. And what he says in there is, now him who is able to keep you from stumbling, the same one, beloved in God the Father and kept for Jesus Christ, the one who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless And kept is such an interesting word, right? Because it can imply ownership or possessiveness or something like that. And yet, if the world is half as broken as the scriptures say, a quarter as broken as Jude describes in his barrage of Old Testament and intertestamental literature references to the damage of these false teachers, then being kept by Christ in the love of God, and able through that keeping to be presented blameless to the Father, is an incredibly loving and profound and beautiful and wonderful promise that we are indeed kept by Christ, kept in his love, kept in his mercy, kept in his peace, until he presents us to the Father, clean because of his work, at peace because of the Holy Spirit, confident, not in our work or in our works, but in him who called us and called us his own and called us into his purposes, called us into his love, and calls us four times in this brief letter, beloved. We are kept in the beloved. We are kept in the peace of Jesus Christ. We are kept in the Holy Spirit. We are kept in the blameless mercies of God until we're presented to the Father. Now, the work we have to do is to remind our souls of this truth. Bask in it. Allow it to grip our hearts. Preach it to ourselves. Which is why Jude wrote his letter, first to those century Christians and now for our useful and utilization. I hope that you know you are kept in the love of God, for his glory and the good of your neighbor and your own good. I hope that you know that you're kept in his peace. I hope that you know that you're kept in his mercy. And I hope you know that his strength is unlimited, and therefore you are secure in that keeping. That's it for 5 More Minutes this week. I hope that you're encouraged that the love of Christ keeps us and will never let us go.